These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 19th. Joining us today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. And Bill, there's no short of green here today at the Board of Trade.
And they stay going in big, you know, big double-digit gains, not just a little 5 or 6 centers. Start with the wheat. Wheat market's up 25 cents. And the wheat's been on a tear. Yesterday it was up about the same, and the market just in 2 days' time has gone up 54 cents. So the big thing in the wheat is the geopolitical tensions created by the Russia and Ukraine standoff. You turn your news on in the morning, you see that they get the Russian tanks rolling along the border. It looks pretty intimidating, and they look like all for the world they're going to go in there, and they don't care what anybody says. The problem is, if they go in there, it's going to really disrupt the trade. The world doesn't want them to go in. They want to go in. There could be embargoes and the like, and that would be very bullish to the wheat, to all the grains, because Russia's the biggest exporter of wheat. So if they go in and there's trade sanctions, then this market could really jump. So that's got the wheat's attention to the tune of 50 cents. Plus, before all this stuff boiled over, the wheat market was pretty oversold. Wheat had been dropped hard, come off its highs by about $1.30 just since early December. So it was oversold. It was ripe for a correction in this geopolitical situation, and Ukraine, Russia has given it all the more reason to rally. The other thing, the big fundamental, is the South American drought. We did have some rains over the weekend. It's looking more and more like they were just an aberration. We're going back to a hot and dry period in Argentina and South Brazil, and the market likes the sound of that, reacting back up after getting hammered last week with the threat of rain. So that's another factor. Another thing to look at is just inflation, and inflation is means that the funds want to buy because they think everything's going to go higher, and they want to balance out their stocks with commodities. So just on the sheer reason of that, they're buying the commodities here after the first. So that's another thing. All those three things have got the market quite a bit higher today, 25 higher in the case of almost 30 higher in the beans right now. So that's a good fundamental and macro stuff pushing the market up. Plus, they're talking about a record low exporter stock to use ratio. So that's another thing in other words, the stocks are tight. We didn't get quite enough crop last year in the U.S. to replenish the pipelines. We're hoping for a big crop. Some people were to refill the pipelines. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. They're already talking about a decrease in South American production overall of 20 million metric tons of both corn and beans. And so that's not, that would be, a big positive for price. Other things to look at are just the weather on wheat. We've got a cold snap going in the country. It already was dry in the winter wheat belt, so dry and cold's not what the wheat's looking for. And that's also helping the wheat push higher. And finally, the bean market. The NOPA came out with crush numbers yesterday that were over estimates. They were over last month and over last year. Good demand for beans. And the market's liking that as well. For all those reasons, the market's higher. Plus, good old reliable crude oil. One time crude is up over $2, still up over $1. Just unrelenting on the upside. And nothing seems to stop it. You look at the chart of February crude, very impressive chart. During their vertical action in the last 5 or 6 days, market makes news highs almost every day. Going back to just about 6 weeks ago in early December, crude was at 62, and now it's at 88. So good example of what kind of run we've had in crude. And, of course, that implications for ethanol demand are really good for the corn for that situation. So all those things are helping to push the market higher today. Meat-wise, we got a nice day in the meats. Take the hogs. The hogs had a big turnaround on Friday, up $3. I think they got them too cheap. I think they dialed in the bad China news. They're disappointing the fact that China's not buying what they were from us, importing pork like they were. And the market jumped on Friday $3, and it's added to those gains the first 2 days of this week. In just a few short days, the market's rallied about $5, almost at the top end of a range it's been in since mid-November. I think just telling you that the worms turned, that the pork got cheap enough to attract demand. Plus, it's benefited from the worker absenteeism. These packing plants aren't going full bore right now, and it's less product on the market. And as well, looking to the fact that the COVID spike might spike the other way, spike back down. That's what it's done in Europe. If that happens, that means more demand for pork and send these prices back higher. Same thing with cattle. Cattle market has been the upside leader, still is. Even with today's action, the market is sitting only about $3-4 off the highs. It also is looking for this Omicron spike to peter out, and that means more demand for beef into the end of the first quarter of this year, and prices going back up to the highs off of that.
Bill, always great stuff. How can our farmer listeners get a hold of you today if they have any questions about the markets?
630-947-5176 is my cell. Wmore at pricegroup.com. The email, just sign up for my complimentary newsletter, Agmaster. Or you can do the company website, www.pricegroup.com. Check out the bios and Jack Scovo and myself. We've both been here a long time. We'd be glad to help you out.
Bill Moore can be reached by calling 630-947-5176. We'll take a look at Wednesday settlement prices up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn up 11 cents at 6.11. July corn up 10 and 3 quarters at 6.07 and a quarter. May soybeans up 29 and 3 quarters at $14 and 3 quarters. July 22 soybeans up 29 and a half at $14.06 and a half. April live cattle up 150 at 143.35. April feeder cattle up 47 cents at 170.05. For the closing markets, I'm Brent Barnett.